Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, let's see. Can y'all hear me? Okay, cool. We about to get started. Let's get motherfucking popping. Let's get it popping. Let me turn on this fan because it gets a little hot in here. Just a little. All right. Here we go. I see you in the queue. All right.
Hello?
Oh, okay. I can hear you, but I'm muted. Hello?
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 Yes, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, talk to me.
Okay, so, all right, so the whole fish thing, I didn't even know what that was until you just came on. I didn't know that was like a outrage that was going on right now.
Mm-hmm.
And I was also like listening to you talking about the different like terms, the trans and the cis and all that, and how you were saying that it comes from gay lingo. Not a lot of people are familiar with it. Like for me, I didn't know that shade and sipping tea was coming from like the gay community. I didn't know that. But I just seen it because I seen it on social media.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, I don't think the fish word is really offensive, but also you got to realize that not a lot of people are familiar where some of those words are coming from.
Right. And that part I understand. That's what I'm saying. But I can also understand why a person could say, well, I don't want to be referred to as a fish because fish stink.
Yeah.
But at the same time,
oh, yeah.
Fish is also a mermaid. Which is the epitome of femininity. And a lot of trans people call themselves mermaids. So it's just, I feel like there's a little bit of fake outrage because there's a deeper conversation here. And there's a distance between the women and the gay community and then the women in the trans community. And a lot of heterosexual people feel as though their rights are limited when it comes to speaking on gays topics and using certain pronouns for gay people. And so I feel like now women are looking for things to be offended about as well. Like, well, if I can't call you a tranny, you can't call me fish. It's like that.
Oh, okay. I understand. I never really experienced that. So I'm trying to figure out like the outrage of it all. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Thanks, Armand.
Yes. Thank you, caller. Mm-hmm. Okay. 716-7878.
Hello?
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, this is Armand?
Yes, this is.
Hey, I've been a fan of yours for years, but this is crazy to me about this fish. I feel like it's offensive anyway, because if you call a woman a bitch, she's going to blow up. If you call her a fish, that's a blow up. I mean, we are human beings. Just respect each other. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's crazy to me. We just got to respect each other. I mean, yes, even my brother-in-law, he's that way. But I respect him as he's a man. He's a total man. I mean, I don't care what sex he desires, but he's still a man. So just respect each other. That's all I'm saying.
Yes, God. Thank you, love.
And like I said, I've been a fan of yours. I've been subscribed to you. I mean, I know it's under Ron Poole, but I'm actually Cindy. But like I said, I'm following
you
on Instagram.
Thank you, Cindy.
But just like I said, I love you and keep up with your great job.
I love you too, Cindy. Have a good day.
Bye.
Right.
Bye.
Okay. Let's take some more. The number is on the screen. If anybody want to call in on Facebook and on YouTube, it's here. 516-9465. And what I think I might do is in the live on Facebook, and you guys can come over to YouTube and finish the conversation. 516-9465. Let's talk about it. Not ready? Thank you. Let's see. Private caller, you're live on the air.
Hey, how you doing? I'm on.
Hey, what's going on?
Nothing. So if we use the word sissy, tranny, fag, we'll be shunned, we'll be fired from our jobs, we'll be ridiculed and everything else in front of the entire world. So by as women, if we say not to call us one word, we're trying to find reasons as to why it's okay to call us something derogatory like that. Like, I'm confused. Nothing in the, like, there's never been a time when fish has been used nicely, even if you're saying, girl, you're lying, your story sounds fishy. It's always been a nasty word. So if we're saying, please don't call us that, why is that an issue when every word y'all say not to call us, we're not allowed to do it?
Right.
Every word.
So that goes back into what we're saying. So it seems as though, which was my main point, I understand what you're saying, but it seems as though you want to be able to say those nasty words, and because you feel like you would get ridiculed for using those words, you're like, now, well, I don't want to be called fish. When really,
oh, not
you
at
probably,
all. We respect
your
mind. We respect
right,
but you say we, if you say you don't want us to call you something, it's not a problem. But if we come and say, please don't call us a derogatory word, and y'all have a problem with us saying that, we had to bring up, listen, we've respected y'all for all these
hold
years.
Hold on. Let me tell you. Hold on. So we gotta make it clear, though. It's only a derogatory word for you. You know, we don't say, like, that's a derogatory term that people have taken offense to. It fish has never been a derogatory. It has a double meaning, just like sissy's always been that has never been a good meaning. We've taken that word back and made it a good meaning. Like the word nigga, how we took that word back, the word faggot, that has never been a positive thing. We've taken that back and we've made it something positive. But we, butch queen, this, that, and the third, fish has a double meaning. Fish also means a very pretty woman. Fish always mean very soft and feminine. Fish also means passable in our community. So it's a compliment for a transgender to look like fish. It's a compliment for a drag queen to be fishy. It's a compliment for a gay boy that's dancing soft and cunt to really be really fishy and tuna about. So you have to understand the full concept of the lingo when you get into these conversations to understand why people have the perception that they have. It's not saying that you can't say the word, but you have to understand the word never started out as a derogatory term. The word never started out derogatory. It's the fact that all of a sudden now people are offended by it now that it's a derogatory term.
Right. Okay, but the word fish is not all the way in the public, so a lot of women don't even know that y'all are calling us that, number one. And if we did know that y'all were calling us fish, we'd probably hear it more because, in your words, it's a positive word. But we don't hear about it because clearly it's not a cool word. Number one. Number two, you keep saying the word mermaid is a fish. No, it's not a fish. The word mermaid has the head of a human and the tail of a fish. Tail is still at the bottom. So
it's
at the
still
end of
a
the
fish.
Day, respect y'all when we say, if y'all say don't call us something, we don't do it. If we say one word, please don't call us this, why can't that just be respected? Y'all have,
I don't
y'all
have a
own rules. Okay.
Now, listen, I don't have any problem calling people that. But my thing is this. Where's all the energy for the niggas that call you bitches every day in the music? You don't give a damn.
We talk about it.
You
we
don't.
We talk about it.
Because these niggas still call y'all bitches and hoes every day. And now, and you have more bitches and hoes twerking in the music videos, getting money. acting like bitches and hoes.
Okay, well, let's go all the way back and talk about people who call us the N-word. If you want to put everything on the table, let's talk about everything. But we're talking about a specific subject right here. Like, y'all ask us to respect you. Why can't y'all give us the same respect? Y'all say that y'all want to be included in everything and do all this. Why can't we just have respect as well? Like, you say gay men aren't in the public. Gay men aren't appreciated. Gay men aren't getting the accolades. Y'all have TV shows. Y'all the number one hairstylist. Y'all have, like, a lot of stuff. And for you to be like, oh, well, we don't have this and that, y'all are, like, worship. So what? I don't get it, like, when you say stuff like that. But at the end of the day, as a woman, if we just say please don't call us something, it shouldn't be an issue. That's all I'm saying.
I don't think it's an issue. I don't think it's an issue. Don't think it's an issue at all. If that offends you and you're my friend or you're someone I know, I wouldn't call you that. Does that mean that people are going to stop doing it? No. Does that mean when you're with your girlfriends on vacation and you see a bunch of transgenders, you might not say, look at those men and those trannies? You're probably going to say to your friends, look at those men with those women. It is what it is.
I mean, I don't really use those words. I might say, he might be gay, like, not in a bad way. I have gay friends. I have gay family members. But at the end of the day, publicly, you're bringing up a situation, and if we can say we don't like that as women, it should be okay. Okay, let's figure out how to address it where it's not used. But, no, I love you. I'm on your side. I just, wanted to make that, known coming from a woman.
But I agree. I agree. If you don't like something, you should not be called it. But I have to still say how I honestly feel about the situation. I do feel like there is there's an outrage, and it's a little bit of a fake outrage. Not with everybody, but I feel like you said, and I think that you speak for a lot of women, and maybe you might be supportive, and maybe you're just the voice right now, but I think you speak for a lot of women or straight people in general who kind of look at gay men like they have everything. They get away with anything. We can't say anything about them. So then there becomes a little resentment there, not with you. I'm just saying when you feel like these gay guys, they can just do anything, and we can't even say one thing. You know what I mean? Because I had
not at all. I'm a realist at the end of the day. Like, but I sometimes you use, you say things like, well, we don't get acknowledged for things, and we don't have this, and we don't have that, when that's not
the truth. Well, we don't.
So, but I would never sit here and say, well, they get this, and that. I'm chilling. I'm a realist.
Right.
All I'm saying is I'm pointing out something that's not cute. The word fish don't look, smell good, don't look, no. Like, that's
but
not
fish tastes
at
good.
All.
Fish tastes good.
I mean, there's a lot of people who won't even let you bring it in. You can't even cook it in the house because of the smell. So, like,
right.
At the end of the day, like, I love
But
y'all.
I get that. I get that. No, I get that. That's why I'm saying, like,
okay.
I can't argue that. I don't know where it completely originated from, but I definitely could see the definite undertone of it feeling like it's a fishy smell. So I'm not going to even count.
Yeah, I think the issue would have been brought up a long time ago if the word was more in, like, we don't hear the word a lot because y'all hide it. So I think there would have been a bigger issue if it would have been out there.
I don't
there.
Think that we hide it. I don't think that women have just wanted to take that word and steal it yet and use it in mainstream.
There's a lot of women who are just hearing this word for the first time right now. So
but
it's not
how
a big
are we, but you gotta, but let's not use the word hiding because we've always done our thing, and it's the women or it's the networks, and they come over.
So
and
y'all
take
walk
our stuff
y'all walk up to
and
women
put,
and say, hey fish, y'all say that?
No, but but let's talk about what you said about hiding, because you opened up something. There was no hiding. What's the tea? What shade? What happened was a lot of these producers and these back-end people and these programmers and these content creators, they heard it, they took it, they monetized it. Majority of America is not ready to see regular butch queens, African-American men that don't look like Billy Porter at the forefront. America can't take a straight acting or even a straight identified man saying, hey, I like men. America can only take so far androgyny and drag queens. So what do? They have a gay boy like me in the background teaching a person like Tamar or Miss Quad or somebody all the lingo, and then they go and use it and monetize off of it. So it wasn't like we were hiding anything. It's just the public has chosen to use certain words that they wanted to use. We've always been here, but it's just the women that get on these talk shows or have these platforms, they take it and they use and they put it out for the consumers. That's just what it
is. Okay, so are there gay men that have their own TV shows right now?
No. Do you know any of them?
Who is the guy who was on Housewives who did the styling show, the black guy?
The one that came on 11 o'clock at night that got canceled over 4 years ago?
You've got Andy Cohen. You've got the dude from CNN.
We're talking about gay men. We know you're talking about Miss Lawrence.
So now we're just talking about black gay men now.
Well, no, but listen. That's all I was referring to. I didn't. White and black is two totally different things, baby. We know that.
Because a lot of times don't want to just talk about black. So that's why I'm trying to get on. I'm trying to get with you.
Let me bring it to Derrick J. Miss Lawrence. Yes, Miss Lawrence had a show on there with Derrick J. But guess what they did in order for the show to stick? They had to throw a female on there named Bevy Smith. They never gave a gay man just a show. Never.
Okay,
but they did push Derrick J and Miss Lawrence, and those are the type of gay men that did get shows. RuPaul.
What about RuPaul?
Okay, so you're not listening. You're not listening. Okay. What does RuPaul look like? What does Derrick J look like? What does Miss Lawrence look like? Do any of the question you should be asking, do any of them look like butch queens? No. They all look like some kind of caricature of a female.
Okay.
None of them look like regular men. They all look like this hyper, over-exaggerated female caricature wearing nails, heels, lashes, or drag. You don't see regular gay men on the forefront. You don't. You see them as assistants.
Because those men choose not to be on the forefront, meaning there's many people on the forefront who are gay, but they choose to live as a regular citizen and don't want their sexual, you know, whatever their sexual thing is, to be in the public. So like I said, people like, take it away from the black, there's people like, you know, on CNN and certain places that are gay men, but at the end of the day, y'all keep saying you want to be treated equally, so why do you want to be separated and say, hey, I'm a gay man, I want you to give me my show, but yet you want to be treated equally, so we could fall in love with the gay man who has his own show who don't even tell you he's gay because he wants to be treated equally. So do you want to stand out and have your own thing and not be with us? Or do you want to be with us and just be chilling? Like, why?
No, I understand that. No, I think for me, yes. But I think that conversation is more so I don't want to have to put on a dress and heels, and I don't want to have to be on the quote-unquote DL for it to be accepted. You know what I mean? I want to be able to look like, wear my snapbacks and wear my hoodies, look like a boy, still be feminine in my own right, and society be comfortable with it. But I feel like society is only comfortable with one or two extremes. Almost the DL extreme where they can't tell, because to them that means, ooh, this is a real man, and, you know, he's not all that flamboyant. But then, or then there's the Billy Porter extreme where it's like, oh, he's not a threat to me. I know he's gay. I can tell. So I know I ain't got to worry about him. Hey, girl, you know what I'm saying? It's not, but the ones that look like me, which are the majority of us, let's be clear, we are a problem for society. Society is really
so
not
what about
ready
Frank
to.
Frank Ocean and the dude.
Frank Ocean is
the
Butch Queen. Yes.
What does that mean? Okay,
so Butch Queen, yeah, that would be like Frank Ocean, Lil Nas X, like people like that.
Okay.
Like, yeah. So they're like, so Butch is like, you are a boy, like Butch, like masculine, but then you have feminine quality. So you're like an in-between.
Okay.
That's a Butch Queen. So, yeah.
Okay.
So they're actually making waves. They're making waves, but still people don't even believe that, you know, Lil Nas X is really, really gay like that, because he's not really saying much. He barely addressed it. And then Frank Ocean, we don't even hear from him. We're referencing people that are completely off the scene. But you see who is coming to the rising to the top, which I don't have a problem with, but it's a Saucy Santana. He doesn't represent me. But women love him. But, you know, this is the man that walks around with a beard and lashes and a skirt on again.
Okay, so basically you just want more of people who represent you to be in the forefront and talking about what they do behind closed doors. Because
yeah,
I'm sure
I mean,
we do
I mean,
have
I mean,
it, they just because I don't go around saying this is what I like to do in bed, so I need you to hire me. You understand what I'm saying? Like, we include
right.
you, we respect you, we love you, but why should it be, hey, I need you to hire me because this is what I like to do in bed, instead of just supporting you and respecting you for your job and your talent and as a human being. So do you want to be respected and accepted with everybody, or do you want to stand on the outside? So that's why I'm confused.
I think I'm a little confused where we're going with this, but I'm agreeing
okay.
with you when it comes to the fish topic. I'm with you.
Okay.
You don't like it.
Okay.
You know, I wouldn't call you fish. However,
okay.
We still have to understand at least a little bit what it means before we just automatically, because I don't even know why you feel like you're offended, other than, you know, that fish has the tendency to stink. But outside of that, you don't even know why you're offended about it. But you,
well,
but you
I,
do
I,
know. But you
I'm
hold
offended,
on. But you do
I'm,
know.
I'm,
but you
I'm
do
a
know.
Woman.
But you do know that you can't. You do know that it's offensive to call gay men or trannies. So that was the first thing you prefaced when in the point of being able to call someone fish or not. You know, that is what you mentioned. So it came across like, you know what? If I can't call you this, you shouldn't be able to call me that. That's how it came
but
across.
Listen. You just said you know why y'all can't call us trannies. I don't know why. I just know y'all say we can't use it, so we don't use it. There's no question about it, period. So if we say don't call us fish, y'all shouldn't call us that. It's disrespectful.
Okay.
We're not.
So I'm gonna tell you why. I'm gonna tell you why tranny is an offensive word. Tranny
okay.
was not an offensive word. Tranny is not really an offensive word. You know, tranny is a short word for transgender. Everybody doesn't feel like saying transgender. So it's a shortcut, right? However,
okay.
like I said earlier, the tabloids make tranny a bad word.
Why?
Straight people. Because when they will go, tranny sleeps with Eddie Murphy caught with tranny. This man caught with tranny. Straight man caught with tranny. Tranny exposed them. Tranny this. So when it's all this negative stuff attached to the word tranny and a straight man, DL man caught sleeping with tranny, then it becomes, you know, well, don't call me a tranny because there's so much negativity attached to the word tranny. It's almost an exploitative like headline. So people don't want to be called that anymore because there's so much negativity that comes with the word tranny. You know what I mean? It's almost like
mm-hmm.
I'm not that. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
But so that's why they don't like to be called tranny, because they've been exploited in the media so much by that word now.
Mm-hmm.
But that's one end. But at the same time, you know, a lot of the trans people get mad at me because I say, well, if you guys wouldn't expose people, you know, you wouldn't be on these headlines like that. But that's a different conversation. But they know how I feel about that as well. But thank you, caller.
Yeah. Okay.
I love you. Thank you. Bye. We get into some things today. Okay. 718-5580.
Hello. What's going on, Amar? How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Yeah, I'm a new subscriber to your channel. I forgot the first video I watched. I think it was by like Tasha K or some shit like that. I forgot. In any event, I feel like this word fish blatantly it sounds disrespectful. It is disrespectful. Period, point blank. Ain't no ifs,
okay.
ands, buts about it. On another hand, I feel like these terms become disrespectful once somebody sees it that way and makes it a big thing. Like, for example, the word bitch. Bitch, I'm a bitch, what and now? Oh, I'm a bad bitch. Everyone's saying that now. So you can't say, well, I don't like being called fish, but at one point, bitch was bad to be called the bitch, but now y'all all say, yeah, I'm the baddest bitch. I'm a pretty bitch. To me, that's a whole big ass, like, it's like a contradiction to me. Like, it's weird. You hate being called fish. At one point, hate being called the bitch, but now you a bad bitch. So why not make the word fish the same exact way? Make that sound good now. You can't say you hate one thing, but on the other hand, the word bitch was terrible years ago. Now we all are calling girls bitches now, and it's cool and good.
Well, hold on.
Nigga.
No, not all, because let a gay man – see, this is why – and people were saying we're talking about something different. No, but we're talking about the underlying – because I don't feel like it's – I agree with you when you said fish is bad. Fish is a – But I feel like there's still an under, and my job, and even though I won't be able to fix the world, my job is to pull the mask off of the underlying disdain for gay people when it comes to black women and the competition from gay men to women. Because that's what this all stems out to be. Because my thing is, if a man can call these women bitches, they can call themselves bitches. But if me and you, or if, I don't know if you get it now, but if I get on here and be like, bitch, 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 they're going to be like, why are you always calling a woman a bitch? Well, first of all, you married to a nigga that call you a bitch every day and you don't give a damn. You see what I'm saying? But now all of a sudden you're mad that fish, which you didn't even know that fish was a thing, but because a gay boy is saying fish, now you're mad. But if your nigga call you a bitch when you get off this live, you're just going to suck it up and suck his dick.
I get what you're saying in regards to that. I'm just keeping it black and white and blatant simple. Bitch is disrespectful, so is fish. At one point, girls didn't like the word bitch being called. Now, out of nowhere, oh, now I'm the baddest bitch, I'm a pretty bitch, or I'm that bitch. That's the term that girls use now as, quote, unquote, like, they're the queen, bitch, whatever the case may be. You can't say that for one thing and then say, no, this right here, no. That part right there, I don't want to be called fish at all, period. That's, to me, that's like kind of like, it's like double jeopardy when it comes to me. Same bull crap.
Yes.
The term nigga, how in the world now you hate being called the nigga? It means a bad thing, but society made the word nigga, us as black people, I would say, oh, now I'm that nigga. And now, oh, what's up, my nigga? So, like, it's like whatever the people or the crowd says it is at that particular time, it's that. That's about it. So I wouldn't be too much into the word, you know, fishing, what it means. At the end of the day, we always flip stuff. We flip nigga. Girls flip the word bitch. What's the big fucking deal?
Thank you,
at
Carla.
At the same time, I get why they're mad about it, but flip it.
Thank you. Okay, 7098. Let me take her. Okay, 7098. Let me take her. Ooh, this definitely is not getting monetized. This is one of them conversations today. 7098. You're live on the air.
Oh, my God. Armand?
Hey, what's going on? Yes.
Armand. Oh, my God. I love you. I'm watching you right now. This is Ty Tab calling from L.A. What's up?
Hey, shout out to Ty Tab in L.A.
Shit,
period poke.
I've been drinking. A period poke.
Me too. What you drinking
on? I'm drinking some of the black slime over here. You know, it's whatever.
Okay. Yeah, I'm going to refill my cup in a second.
Okay, shit. Okay, do your thing. My only issue is this is all very confusing to me. I don't get it because this whole fish shit, you cannot reclaim the word. The whole, I'm sorry, I'm really nuts. The whole thing with bitch and nigga, ain't nobody really want to be called a bitch or a nigga, but goddamn, like, kind of like, what are niggas supposed to do? Like, I can't reclaim my time. I can't make a word work for me, but you want to call me fish because it means passable? Like, I'm all here for the butch queens. I'm here for everyone. I love everybody. It's just so fucking confusing, and it just doesn't make any sense. And the more I talk about it, it's like the angrier it makes me. Like,
Well, here's the thing, though.
Can you please
help? Well, here's the thing. I get it, because now the convert, now it, like, it's now it's a mainstream topic, so it's like, why are you calling me this? But it was kind of like, I mean, that was just what we talked about. How you go and, like, how you talk in your community. I'm sure the way you talk around your gay friends would be probably different the way you talk in your hood with the real niggas you kick it with. And the way you talk about things with you and your real girlfriends. You know what I mean? So it's like, imagine me in a kitchen table talk with me and all of my gay friends now becoming mainstream conversation because someone got a hold of a word and they wanted to blow it up into some things for their own specific gain or whatever the case may be. This language is not supposed to be, you know, mainstream language. This is something that we talk about in our culture. So that's just like, I mean, that's like saying, you know, if you don't want, like, if a gay person is not going to go on TV and address a female as fish. You know, you've never even heard me on here necessarily when I address women.
I've never heard you use that.
I don't address, because that's not how I address women on an everyday basis. And I think that's the conversation. You know, if we're having this conversation in the privacy of our own home,
problems than the word
that's
fish
what we talk about.
Worry about. Like, I think we need to, like, really, because it's just too fucking confusing. And that's the type of shit that's make niggas just say, like, damn it, sorry. That's the type of stuff that makes people say, like, I don't want to do this. Like, I'd rather just be ignorant towards it because we've been talking about it for so long and no questions are really being answered. It just seems like we're both attacking each other. And I mean, by both, I'm saying it primarily seems like it's black women against black gays. And I hate that. I hate that so much.
I hate that too.
Because first of all black people, we are a family in spirit, brothers and sisters. We need to be together. We're all hurt. We all got depression. We all got trauma from our damn ancestors. Can we please come together? It's really, I don't know. I'm feeling jazzed up. I'm about to let somebody else call in. I love the show. I love everybody in the chat. Y'all are real cool.
Thank you.
Can we just please, you know, be respectful to each other? It's real hard, but let's keep an open mind. Love you, Armand.
Thank you. Love you too.
Thank you so much.
So here's the thing, guys. This kind of lingo originated with ballroom culture. Since polls has been out and everybody wants to sip tea and spill tea now, this is just a new word that hadn't came. Now tea is old, throwing shade is mainstream. There's so many words that y'all don't know about that haven't came out yet. I'm sure a lot of you guys the girls didn't even know what a butch queen was. We're a fat guy. Things are finally coming to a head because people, you know, are taking more and more stuff. Tea. I remember when nobody was saying tea. I remember when nobody knew what's the tea meant or what the tea was. We call each other bitch and girl. So it's just like I'm not justifying it in a sense, but I'm also saying that 99% of the time, I'll be honest with you, it's kitchen table talk, honestly, and it's probably not going to change. And I'm not here to say everybody needs to change it. I'm here to say you need to change it if you got friends around that don't like it. But I'll be honest with you, any of my fish friends that I know that are here, none of them usually have a problem with it because they understand what it means, and that makes them feel like they are part of, you know, the lingo or the tea for right now. Most people that are offended by it don't really understand it, or they're on the outside looking in. They don't have a lot of gay friends like that. They're not that close. Their gay friends don't talk that way. Or they just don't like gay men real deep. You know what I'm saying? But a lot of people, a lot of women, every woman is not pressed by the word fish. A lot of them will come up to you and be like, bitch, yes, I am beef fish. And yes, because we give you life. Come on, work, fish, work, bitch. I'm not saying that it needs to be you, but just know that every woman doesn't feel any type of way about it. It seems like there's a certain type of woman that feels some type of way about this thing. And those are typically the women that really don't know that much about the community as a whole, and they don't have a whole lot of friends in the community. So of course, if you don't really know or never really done any research and you listen to one person say, why are these gay men calling us fish when we can't call them faggots, then I'm sure you don't like the word. But again, if you don't want to be called something, we're all human beings. You have the right to say, don't call me that, and a person should respect it, period. Okay. Let me take another call. 215. If you want to get on here, we have a lot of calls on here. I'm not staying on here all day. You have to super chat your last four to the top. 215-2711. You're live on there.
Yes. Hi, Armand.
Hi.
I can't stay on because I'm on my work phone.
Okay.
You posed a question, and I'm just going to be I'm not trying to offend nobody or anything like that. You act from a woman's perspective, so I'm just going to be honest with you and give you the answer. We don't want to be called fish. I'm 37 years old. I'm a black woman. My best friend is a gay male, and we're just going to be honest. Gay men are more shadier, for real, than straight women. So if you're not going to go on RuPaul's Drag Race and call a woman a fish, then don't call me one off this age. That's number one.
Okay.
Number two, it is a lot of – now, like I said, this is not for me. My best friend of 15 years is a gay man. It is a lot of women that have disdain towards the whole gay men thing. Like you said, when you're out with your friends, y'all are the girls, we feel the same way. We're not concerned about – the gay community, we're the girls. That's how we feel.
Right.
We're the girls. We're the original girls. So
when
you out with your five friends and y'all looking for niggas and y'all hee-hee-ha-ha, we're the same way. We're not concerned that, oh, these five gay men over here, we got to change our lingo to suit them. Y'all not going to change our lingo to suit us, and we're not going to change our lingo to suit y'all. So when a gay man calls me a fish, I'm not necessarily offended because, like I said, I'm well versed in how it works. My best friend is gay, so I'm knowledgeable of the community. But at the same time, we are not going to bend to nail this whole LGBTQ community thing. Like you said, nobody can say anything against the LGB community. You know what I mean? Anybody that say something against them, they got to go on TV and apologize. They got to go on the Red Table Talk and apologize. But they, like you said, niggas been calling us bitches and hoes for hundreds and hundreds of years. And ain't nobody going no Red Table Talk and apologize to us.
Well, Snoop Dogg did when he called Gayle King that. But I want people to understand this too, because you're hitting things on the head, and I'm with you. But I think this is another piece, and this could be another layer. When we start talking LGBTQ, I want y'all to know that that does not include black, gay, bi, and trans people. That is white people. So I can't help that. I can't help you. Them white people don't give a damn about us. Just like white people don't give a damn about black people. Just like white women feminists don't give a damn about black women problems. Just like the white man don't give a damn about black men problems. So I'm sure these different feminist groups with that white women are in control of, they don't represent you. So that LGBTQ shit, that does not represent my black ass. But go ahead.
And I understand. I'm like I said, I'm 37 years old, so I know that that's really for the white people. But all of y'all are somehow under the umbrella. That's just the bottom line. If someone says something bad right now about T.S. Madison, they are going to be attacked, period, all over the internet. So some of y'all are covered under the umbrella to a certain, to a lower level. Y'all might not be covered where you got to apologize to on Red Table Talk, but y'all covered on the YouTube streets, the Twitter streets, the Instagram streets, the Facebook streets. So, you know, we're not just going to say black people is not covered. Y'all not all the way under the umbrella, but y'all under there just a little bit. We're going to keep it all the way real. So, yeah, like a lot of gay men don't like black women. Like women, period. So this is where the tension comes in at, because we know this. And a lot of women wait. And a lot of women don't like gay men. So we don't know who is being shady. So that's the word you use. Or who is, you know, it calling us fish. Because that same gay man that call you a fish, when you walk away, he be then dragged you about your makeup, your hair, your nails, your shape, your body, everything. It's like we got to compete with women. We got to compete with men. We got to compete with transgenders. We got to compete with non-binary. It's just like this last caller said, it's very confusing, not for me, but for certain people. So it's like, don't call me fish. Call me a woman. If you go on RuPaul's Drag Race, you going to refer to other women as women. So don't call me fish. Call me a woman. Oh, that's a female. If you're a gay man.
Okay, let me say
T.S. Madison. We're going to use T.S. Madison. Even though she identifies as a woman, I still want her to call me a woman. I don't want her to call me a cisgender woman. She's a woman. That's what she identifies as. I'm a woman. And I'm going to be very honest with you, because you want open and honest dialogue. You want to get into some things. A lot of us don't a lot of women, not me, I respect anybody and whatever they choose to be. That's their business. But a lot of women don't respect someone calling themselves a woman when they got a 12-inch dick between their legs. We just don't. Well, they just don't. They just don't. You can identify all you want. You can get ass. You can get titties all you want. We don't care about none of that. God made two genders. And we don't care about what you – I can identify as a man all I want, but I have a vagina. So at the end of the day, if I commit a crime, I'm going to the women's jail. You know what I mean? So it's like, I identify as a woman. So, you might identify as a woman, but at the end of the day, you still have a 12-inch penis between your legs, so don't call me fish. And I'm just being honest about how the world is.
Okay, so you have got into some things. So let's get into some things. The first thing I want to say, you're absolutely right. I have some gay men friends that cannot stand. And see, this is where we get derogatory, and this is what they would say to me. I can't stand fish. They don't like women because, you know, they like the same kind of men that women like. And so maybe they don't like to – it's not they don't like women. They don't like to be around women because they're not interested in women. So they're not really interested in being friends with women. They're not interested in hanging around with women because they don't want to go to a get-together and it's a bunch of girls there. They don't want to bump booties or they don't want to bump pussies. They want to see some niggas, some that they like. I understand that, you know. But just like a lot of women don't want to go to the gay club all the time because ain't nothing there for them. They don't want to see a bunch of gay boys that's not interested in them. I've been on both
that's
sides
twerking,
of the fence.
Like Saucy Santana.
They don't want to see that.
Santana.
So women and men feel the same way. But now the only time, when I use fish in a derogatory mean way is when you don't know, because while you said gay men can be shady too, fish can be shady too. And this is what I'm talking about, shady fish, when I say fish can be shady. When I said like, well, if I'm walking down the street, or if I'm going to get my rental car, like I did in New York, in L.A. or New York or whatever I'm doing, and I go to the cash register and I'm using fish in this term because this is how I'll be telling my friend, because at this point she pissed me off, so this would be a derogatory term. I'm like, and fish see me at the cash register, this is what she do. And she clocks my tea. Yes, ma'am, bitch, honey, girl, twirl. All right, bitch, stop playing with me. Don't play with me, girl. I don't fuck with you like that. This is why I don't fuck with fish like that. Get out of my face because you're trying me. All I said was hi, and you see that I'm gay, so you want to go do a spin, a dip, and a twirl, and yes, bitch, yes. Don't talk to me like that. We not cool. You don't know me. Don't play with me. And so I might tell you, fish, don't try me, girl. I have done that because you never know. You'll be walking, and a girl be like, you'll be walking past a group of girls, and they'll be, yes, honey. Bitch, what you, we don't do that all day. Stop playing with me.
And that's how we feel, like we walking in the mall and God's like, oh, hey, fish. Yeah, that's fish over there. Like, bitch, you trying to be smart. Like, don't do us and we won't do you. So that's where it all comes at. So you, like, we not going, we going to eat the meat and spit out the bone. Like, a lot of women are sick of the men twerking. They, like Wendy Williams said, they sick of them wearing their wigs. They're sick of them wearing all the tights.
Shouldn't they just be honest about that?
But
I feel like you probably the realest, and this is not even no dig, you probably the realest bitch that's ever called into the show. Because most people will sit around and act like they like the gays and they really want to say something bad. And I feel like you do like it, but I think that you being real, like, listen, a lot of us women are sick of this, and a lot of us women are sick of that, and it is what it is. That is a woman that I can respect.
Yeah,
because
this is
most people won't give it up and be real like that.
And my gay friend, he is a masculine gay guy. Like, he wears Dickies. Like, if you see him, you wouldn't know he was gay. But if he wore a dress and all of that, I really wouldn't care. Like, I don't care about that. But it's too much tension. Like, a lot of these gay guys be doing the most. I'm not even going to lie. Like, they at the strip club, the gentleman's club, twerking in front of straight men. Like, they taking our spot. That's how a lot of women
feel
like
him. Well, here's the thing. Well, here's the thing that I think the women, and we all have to get, we're just going to get used to, you know, and I understand. And I understand where some women may feel some way. But listen, that's where we are, the girls, too, whether you want to accept it or not. You don't have to, but we're fabulous, too. We're going to give that.
And
that is part
that.
Of our lingo. And we're going to go,
but
and we're going to give that, and we're going to, wait, hold
it.
On. And we're going to, because I'm not even talking about the T-asses. I'm talking about the boys. We're going to get up there. We're going to give you body. We're going to do all the extra. We're going to show you. We're going to do all
and
that. We're going to do that. And it shouldn't affect you because you should be secure enough to know that I can't take your nigga. If I could take your nigga, then that really wasn't your nigga. Period.
I agree, but that ain't what it's about. That's what I'm saying. We don't care.
And that's
like
what it boils
y'all,
down
y'all
to the bottom line. The bottom line boils down to dick. That's what it boils down to.
And listen, we don't mind y'all being fabulous. Y'all is in the same circles with us. Y'all do our hair. Y'all do our make. Y'all shop with us. We don't. God, gay men has always been welcome in women's spaces. We don't have a problem with that. I was born in 82. You know what I'm saying? I'm 37 years old. The gay men that was around when I was growing up, they are not the same kind of gay men that are around now. These gay men that are around now are literally in competition with women. Not all of them, but a lot of them are. And even
I believe
you as
it,
a gay
but
man,
you're not lying.
You know, and you know a lot of them don't even like women. So we have a right
and
to
I don't,
be
and there are
sex.
A lot of women, and there are a lot of transgender women that feel like they are prettier than women, and they will tell you,
exactly.
I look better than you. I'm not going to sit here and cap like that. That don't happen.
Exactly.
It do.
And
it do. It's on both sides. It's on both sides.
It is on both sides. It is, and that's where it is. So when you say, why we don't want to be called fish, because we don't want to be called that because we know it's some underlying BS with it. A lot of these gay men, they want
to
do
people
us.
Not understanding why
be,
I said it boils down to dick. Yes, it do boil down to dick because women are very
true. Everything you saying, I agree with, but we had to cut the why. Why we know why? Because a lot of gay men are in competition with women and they don't like women, and a lot of women are sick and tired of gay men being in competition with them, thinking
okay.
that they're prettier than them, thinking that
okay.
they can take their man, thinking that they
okay.
can work better than them, thinking they can
right.
ride.
So, like what she's saying, why does it boil? That's the reason why it boils down to dick. Why would a gay man need to be in a competition with a woman? Why would a woman need to be in a gay competition with a man? Why would there need to even be any tension? Because it boils down to a woman feeling like, bitch, you know, I'm the girl, and a gay man feeling like I'm the girl, and we both like niggas. Just like women don't like to be around a bunch of girls because they feel like women can be very catty and very shady when it comes to men. And what you guys don't know is a lot of butch queens, a lot of gay boys, don't like to be around a lot of queens when there's trade in the mix. Pop a fine ass, comfortable, straight boy in the mix full of in a room with a room full of butch queens and watch those hoes go to war for that nigga. Don't let him be cute and don't let him be low key picking his fruit out with one of the butch queens. That them people is gonna be like, I'm not bringing my man. Have a gay boy have a fine-ass trade boy or a straight-acting man and see if he is going to bring his boyfriend to a party with a bunch of thirsty queens, a bunch of thirsty bottoms. He ain't going to do it. It's the same thing. Women ain't going to bring they fine-ass nigga around a bunch of girls. And whether y'all want to accept it or not, and see, I think a lot, like what I liked about this caller, she understands that we run in the same circles. A lot of you women need to get over the fact that it's separate circles. Yes, they're separate to a certain degree, but gay men and women, we co-mingle. It is what it is. We have two totally different lifestyles. However, we like the same thing. We both like men. We are going to commingle. And you know what? Sometimes there will be a little competition there because we both like niggas. It is what it is. And then until people stop trying to worry about, well, why are they so gay? Do you realize the fact that people have a problem with the gays being so fabulous is the reason why they will continue to always be that way. But I'm not going to sit here and act like a lot of the gays don't be extra. There are some that be extra and make people feel uncomfortable. And there's a lot of transgender women who will do some rude and outlandish and disgusting things. It's on both ends. But you got to understand, the gays ain't going to stop being fabulous because I know I'm not. I'm not stopping for no bitch, okay? I'm going to be that one, baby, on any day, okay? Man, woman, girl, trans, or boy is not going to stop me from being my bad bitch self if I'm feeling it, okay? You know what I mean? That's who the fuck I am, and I don't give a damn what person on the planet don't like it, okay? That's just how it works. Let me see. Trevor said, we as black people are so hard on each other. I'm a gay man, but I respect black women because my mother is a black woman. Black women have so many strikes against them, and gay black men do as well. Let's link up and get money. I'm here for that. All right, let me take Michelle's, let's do a brief intermission. I'm going to refill my cup. Nicole, are you on? Oh, we got a hella callers. Okay, Nicole, I will be with you shortly. I'm about to play a quick beat. Give me 2 seconds. We're going to go over a little over on time today. Let me drop some tunes. Shout out to everybody there on Facebook. Make sure you guys like, share, and subscribe. I will be back in just a quick second. Talk amongst yourselves and get into some things. Okay. All right. Let's get back to the bullshit. All right. Hold on. Okay. Hold on. Let's get back to it. All right. Let's get back to the calls. I have to go refill my drink. All right, Nicole. Where are you at? 347. I don't see you on here. Oh, here you go. Hello, 773. No, that's not Nicole. Is this Nicole? Hold on, let me see. She's not on here. Let me see.
Hello?
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead and talk, sir.
Oh, hey, how you doing today, Armand?
Good.
Okay, really enjoying the show so far. I just kind of wanted to, with my thoughts on some of the things that you said.
Okay.
I am hearing a lot of women calling in and saying we don't get to use, you know, the word fag and sissy, but that's just absolutely not true. They do use it. They use it all the time. I understand, like you said, as far as the fish word, why some women are getting offended by it. But there are, like they said, they don't know what the word means, and they're so upset about it. A lot of them haven't even heard of the word before prior to today or prior to other content creators who have brought it to the forefront. And they're just all of a sudden so furious by the word fish. Okay, I get it. Like you said,
And I don't want anybody to think that we were throwing shade at Nika Knight. However, I will say this: it was good content. She's a content creator. She's a woman. It was a viral moment. We were talking about T.S. Madison. You also have to understand when people are doing things for content. So that was a good it did well for her channel to have those conversations, and a lot of women got involved. You know, so it's no shade against her. However, you know. It just seemed like, okay, that was a good content move, you know, that to talk about, but do you really care, you know, to a certain degree, you know?
Right. Well, I hear I asked a lot of the women, I said, how often are you called that word? And a lot of them said they haven't heard of it before today. They're not even called the word, but they're so upset about it. Okay. If like, and they'll hear it if they have gay friends. Okay. Tell those gay friends, if you tell me you want to be called something, that's fine. Then the argument is still don't use it. That's why I have an issue. Like, they don't get to come and regulate what we use amongst each other. Just like we can't go and control what they use with their friends and amongst each other and their family members, how they feel. You know, the word pump or the word fag or the word sissy. We can't do anything about it. We've had to accept that they're going to use that no matter what. What we can do is agree if somebody does not want to be called something, then we can respect that. But I have a problem with people who've never heard the word before, they've never been called the word before, but they're just offended because the word is being used in general.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
That's where I have a problem, because there's nothing can be – you can't control that. Like, I personally – I don't even like women – I don't even like, you know, being called a nigger. But I know there's nothing I can do about that, because I feel
there's
like –
there's nothing you can do about it, right?
Yeah, so when I'm getting called of it, it feels degrading sometimes when black men are called that by women. I can't do anything about that. I just want to say you can't regulate what we use amongst each other, just like we can't do it with you guys in your spaces.
Thank you so much, caller.
But that's pretty much all I got. You have a good day.
Thank you, sir. And I don't want you guys making this some tea between Neek and I, because I liked what she did. I like what she did. I like how she handled it, and I like that she did facilitate a conversation behind it. So that wasn't what I was saying. What I was saying was, you know, a lot of people hadn't heard of that word. She brought it to the forefront, so that was great content for her, but a lot of people were just in an outrage because they had watched her video, but they had never heard the word before. And because she was like, don't call me that, and she's obviously a woman. So many other women are like, yeah, I don't want to be called a fish either, but you've probably never been called that. Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, we don't go out and call women fish to their faces, but it's not because it's a bad thing. It's usually they're not around. But some of my fish friends that I have, we will be like, girl, you look fishy today, bitch. That mug is fishy cunt, bitch. But it's more so, you know, with our trans girlfriends and our drag, and it's not that we're hiding it. We've always been here. It's just the fact that mainstream media and a lot of the straight people, they're not ready to use that word, take that word and steal that word and monetize off that word from us. That's why a lot of you guys haven't heard it yet. That's the tea. But anyway, let me take Nicole's phone call. 347-1360, you're live on the air.
Hey, Ahmad, how are you?
Hey.
How are you doing? I love your show. I love everything you keep. You be bringing it. So you
now,
be really bringing it.
Here's the tea, though, girl. I be trying to let y'all know over there on Facebook, see, because you know me way back when I first got started. And you can you can validate from the fact that the trans girls do not feel me, okay? But I be over here windmilling for our people over there. And, girl,
yes,
the women don't like me either. So I, according to the internet, I hate trans and I hate black women. So it's like I hate everybody, bitch, and I'd be like.
So let me say this. Let me say this, and this is to you. This is to black women. This is to my community. I'm all of those things. I've raised my daughter. She's 18 years old. I have been you at one time, and now I'm this. I have fought to be who I am today, and that's blending into the public as it is. So everything that you really be poking and putting on, it's just a matter of time, because I support you and I see exactly what you bring to the table. And so we all bring things to the table. So you, for the last week and a half, since the other one, per young lady that was up there on your last show, I have so much stuff written down, from history to insecurity to community to your space, your man, and the competition between that. So I just want to just really just start off with just saying that I have played the role of all and still is. You know, I'm still a mother right now to this day. And so I've been the women who have been married and have raised a child. I've had the luxury of being passable and looking like that. And for that, I am grateful to women. And everything about what I perceive
to be.
Hold on,
Nicole. They don't know. You are trans. How long have you been trans, Nicole? Yeah, people don't know. They can't see you.
Since,
how long?
Okay, so I have been trans since I got up in women's clothes in 1996.
Okay.
96, yes.
So that's a long time.
A very long time. So when I come, I'm coming from the right place. And so I'm coming with every woman, every black woman that's out there listening right now. I love you and I praise you. And without any black women, there would be no gay. There would be no man. There would be no us. There would not be any birth. We wouldn't be here. My mother is a black woman. And every time I'm growing up in the time that I come from people who's in my age bracket, black women were who we praised. It was over to have your cunt girlfriend, because cunt girlfriend was a for us. You understand? When we said, oh, she's fish and you pussy, in our community, that's a plus. I want to look like cunt. Who's cunt? Cunt, black women. I want to look like fish. Who's fish? Black women. These are feminine terminologies. Let me just say it. Feminine terminologies that we use in our community. And for those women who are part of the community, they are receptive and understand why we use it. So when I hear the conversation about what this word is, so let's go back to Amar. It's bigger than all of that. I heard that lady talk about her space. I heard that lady talk about, I heard people talk about their men and what we be doing and what we give in the club. Because today we can do that.
Hold on. Let's take it. Because you're talking about that video where the lady said that black women are losing their rights to the trans ideology.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Yes, and what I want to do is, so I want to just go back for any black women and yourself who have existed in my time. Do y'all remember when we was under the pole? Do y'all remember when we were lower than the damn train station? When y'all don't remember when we was the bottom of the sewer, particularly trans people, when they bunched us up with men? We couldn't even have a category that sat next to anything heterosexual, gay black men or trans people. We were not allowed to do anything that we, oh my God. Do you know how many people died waiting for the day they can see trans on TV? Do you know how many people died waiting for the day to see Ahmaud and young black gay men in those positions? So let's be very clear. History has put us in a slave mentality box, a slave had given us a slave mentality, and because of all the things that existed, like the prejudice and the racism and the violence against us, we have never been able to live. We have never been able to have our freedom. We have never been able to be who we truly were. And if we were, we were people who did your hair and did your makeup, and we stayed out your way because we were not welcome way before these rights came. We used to, girls, women used to bring, had to be the sponsors for us. We would have to go with a girl in order to get into that club. We would have to be with a cunt in order to go to a rally where it was all niggas that and all straight people. And even in going with them, Amar, that cunt, if she's that type of cunt, she will play you in there, and then people will be beating you up and attacking you, and the whole time she made fun of you. And the whole time she made, and you came with her. This is what we come from. So I think, so the statement, competition, no. I don't think that it's a competition. I think that there's an excitement for freedom. I think that there's an excitement now for us to express. I think there's excitement for us to do things that we were not told, that we were told that we couldn't do all the way down to the Old Testament. All the way. And so when I heard the third call, the second call, one of the callers came up, and she went in about what they don't have and what they – see, this is the problem. Y'all talking and y'all so upset, and me, because I'm a black woman like y'all, and me, about how things are and how confusing they are. However, y'all not understanding and not taking into consideration that they never had it like that. They never, it's never been able to be on TV. We've been getting killed and dying in silence while black women and black men were sleeping with us, black women was hating us, we admired them, and we had to be their man's secret. This is the type of history we come from. And so now our expression and our existence is loud. And yes, do I think that it's a bit more? Absolutely. Yes, do I want my daughter, well, she's 19 now, but even my husband's kids, do I want them going into a bathroom and some, no, I agree. I totally, totally agree. But what we do have to make room for is spaces that they weren't, this never happened. And guess what, y'all? This didn't happen because of black people. This happened from, like you said, white LGBT. It was Caitlyn Jenner and a lot of other white people who came out public that made it possible for us to come to the forefront. It's only been the last 8 years that we've been at the forefront, or we have been being acknowledged, or that there's any type of laws or rights for us. There wasn't like that. I can be in the club. I did not fool that man. I done told him my tea, but because his girlfriend clocked me and his boyfriend, he gonna whoop my ass and almost shoot me because somebody else saw it. He knew it the whole time. He knew I had a tuck between my legs, but it wasn't an issue until the public or people he was around.
Ooh.
And for that, I suffered.
Talk about it. Talk about it.
I suffered.
Or talk about that you went to the bar with your girlfriend. You kind of hit on this before, and this had happened with Tyga. Well, Tyga was with these two Hispanic trans. There was a transgender, and it was like Latino cunt. She went. They went to an after party. The boys was Tyga, and the rest of the boys was all over the trans girl. So the Fitch. This is how we were taught, you know. Kitchen. So Fitch goes to the bathroom and tells Trey, you know that she's trans. So they put her out. But that was her friend. That was her girlfriend. But she wasn't getting the light. She wasn't getting the light.
Oh, I had my girlfriend do it, and I had a black eye. I got beat for it. I got beat for it, and because I love cunt, I didn't want, when we, and listen, women, my black women, my sisters, listen, when we thought about women, we thought about y'all. There's just no, how could there be a competition? Where is y'all security, and what is y'all so insecure about when our living basic foundation is based off what we were taught by y'all?
Right,
my daughter's in college.
That's going to be a trigger button. So now I might have to bring you on camera after, because I think I want to bring the other lady on camera, because I feel like you're really speaking facts. So now you're saying that it, so are you saying that you think this is the insecurity? Because Madison said the same thing.
No, I think it is. I think it becomes that, and instead of us them understanding that Okay, they are down lows. We knew that from that first lady. What's her name? Amon, Terry Mugluk, the one that wrote that book, the down low book, and her husband was a down low way back in the early 90s. So women start realizing that they men are sleeping with us. And instead of trying to understand that, instead of putting a man and leaving us separate from her, the hate came to us so much that the man sleep with us and then he beat us. He slept with you, and he was sucking me. And you went, now because the cunt could even be somebody you know, and she's not even fucking with him. And I told her because, for me, I'm a girl. That's a girl, bitch. I'm sitting here. We have a tea talk, bitch. I'm telling my girlfriend the tea because this is my girlfriend because I'm a girl. And I want to live and breathe and talk and move as such, so I'm going to be around him. And then she go, and this is a story, and tell him what I said, and then he waits with his boys and attack me. And guess what? That was slid under the rug by the police. That was slid under the rug by public. It was slid under the rug by society because it was all my fault, Amon. It was my fault. It was my fault, but that's the way it went. So this is the history I come from, where it was being blamed on us, and that's not the case.
Okay.
And
give me a
really
second.
Hurt.
Oh, stay here.
Okay.
Stay
go ahead,
here.
Go
stay
ahead.
Here. Stay here. And we'll. We got to take some more. Stay here. If you really want this, listen. We have a full queue. I'm not going to be here all day. Super Chat last four. However, if there are some women, I will probably jump on StreamYard and we will get some video going. We will. It's Sipping Sunday, so I can go all day. We'll probably do this again on a part two and do some visuals with it if the girls have time. All right. So we can get into some real things. All right, you've been on here an hour. 510-5295, you're live on the air.
Hi, how you doing?
Hello?
Armand.
Hey.
Hello.
What's going on?
Nothing, just watching you guys and just listening.
Okay.
I'm from the Bay Area, so.
Shout out to the Bay Area.
I'm very familiar with, you know, the gay community. I'm from San Francisco. So there's plenty of times where I've been in situations. There's a situation where I've been protected by black gay men.
Okay.
There were racist white men on the bus that, you know, called me the N-word, me and my cousin, and then they actually have put hands on me. And all I had to do is tell, you know, the guys that were known as the hood fags in the Bay Area. That was their clique name. And pretty much they came to my defense.
The hood fags.
So... yeah, the hood fags. That's what they're known by. So, yeah, they came to my defense, and then, you know, they jumped on the white man that, you know, called me and my cousin out of her name. So I do have respect for, you know, black men who defend black women because I defend black men as well, you know.
Okay.
My main problem is when I've been called fish before, it's been always in a derogatory form, you know. So
okay.
I'm like, oh, that's it, you know. So I'm very familiar with this word. I'm born in 89, so, you know, I'm adult. I'm 30 years old, so I've been in, you know, I have gay friends and whatnot because, you know, I'm from the Bay Area. You know, there's a lot of us out there, you know, a lot of them out there. So I can understand that. But my big problem is as far as being a woman and wanting to not be labeled as a cis woman, that is one word that I feel like it's just something that's always, you know, I feel like men – are kind of tell women how to be labeled.
Okay. So let's let Nicole answer that. What do you think about this whole cis thing? I mean, to me, that is the one thing that grinds my gears. I don't agree with the people not wanting to be called cis because I just feel go ahead.
Okay, so partly I agree. Partly I agree about all the terms. It's just so happened that we're in a place today where there's so much freedom and expression that is allowed. Everyone is picking and choosing what they would want to identify at or want to be called. Cis was brought about pretty much in coming from more of a, how would you say it, a funding, nonprofit identification for women, because how would you just say biological women? You know, so instead of just saying, oh, that biological woman, or that because you have to be to so many different types of women. And so
right.
By me just saying there's a woman, that doesn't mean that that's a real woman. I mean, you know, a woman with a vagina, you know, a biological woman. So instead of using the term biological women, they came up with cis. Cisgender did not come from our community. Let's be very clear. We did not make that term. For us, the women were fish and cunt and all that. Like, it wasn't the cisgender
real fish
woman came
and things like that.
Real fish,
yeah.
That didn't come from our community. That came from more of a funding, putting identification. So you had trans women, you got biological men. They're even called men, cisgendered men. And the reason for cisgendered men is to say that he's a heterosexual man. So if I said you's a cisgender woman, that means you are a heterosexual straight woman.
Or
but how do you say that long term? Right?
Yeah.
Yes.
But with me, I just feel like as far as being called a cisgender, a cis woman, it's just coming more from the community trying to put this label on women. Like, if we wanted to be labeled as women, then why can't we just be labeled as women? We're women. Like, why?
Okay, can I answer that? Okay, let me answer that. Okay, so this is the issue that I have with that. I don't have a problem with that. I can call you woman. If you want to be called women, fine. Let's take the cis off. But my thing is this. When I call Nicole a woman, don't force me to say she's trans. That's the issue. That's the issue.
That's very understandable. I understand that.
And see,
that,
so a lot of biological women, they want to be the only women, and you have to realize you're not the only form of women, and they're gonna have to get over that. Like,
but you are the only biological woman. You are a biological woman in your individuality, and so that does make you your own individual. And so actually it's just giving you, it's not putting a bad a pronunciation on you or label or us labeling it. Again, cisgendered women did not come from the gay, black, norm community. No, it didn't come from that. It came from more of a hierarchy, like the whites that were doing funding and health and all these other different things. We had to put them, where would we put them? What was going to be to show that they were biological? What would make them different? And so they said cisgender because that would show that they, that would say that they are a biological woman. And it would keep the difference between you and me so that you wouldn't be offended and thinking that they're calling you. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Oh, no, no problem. But wouldn't that be the difference of calling you a trans woman versus calling me a cis woman?
That's why they do it. That's a trans. She's a trans woman. You will be a cisgender woman. However,
I don't know your name. I don't like that. I don't like that. So as a woman, I know how black women feel. But this is not in the reach of us sitting at home being upset about it. This is bigger than us. The term was made to be bigger than us, not just you as an individual. I don't see that trans woman. I can't go to my daughter's school and want them to, she's a trans. What?
No,
here's
the thing, Nicole. Here's the thing. You don't do that because you identify as women, just like the cisgender women don't idea as cis. They idea as women. But when we have these conversations on a platform like this with 1,000 people, and I say, well, I have a woman on the phone, or I'm having a conversation with two different women, you'll have somebody in the chat say, no, one is a woman and one is trans. One is a man. But my thing is this. You guys are both two types. You guys are both women. Two different types of women. So to distinctify, since majority of people want to cause a distinction, that's why these prefixes are here. If people can just get over the fact that there are multiple types of women, and those people who identify as women are just women, if they can move past that, then we can drop all the prefixes. However, that's not what it is. A lot of these women don't want to let you drop the trans. They want to make it very clear that you're trans.
That they're different.
Yeah, that you're different.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's why these prefixes get put in place.
But isn't it so that we are different from each other? I mean,
right. So that's
But out of respect, I would call you a woman if that's what you want to be called. But if I'm a woman myself, I do not want to be labeled as a cis woman. And then,
Have a problem with a man saying, my two girls, that woman and that woman, so that we would both be women. You wouldn't, and I'm being a trans woman, you wouldn't have a problem with that, is what you're saying?
Yeah, out of respect, I would.
You wouldn't have a problem with it.
If you want to be labeled as that, then I'll call you that. But at the end of the day, like, if, you know, I don't want to be labeled as a cis woman because I already know who I am.
Okay. Well, I just also wanted to make sure that it's very clear that it means biological woman. And it wasn't a nasty term brought about by our community. It was for other reasons and other purposes. But you as an individual saying that, I have to respect that. And anybody who you come across should respect that if that's what you let them know.
Yeah, definitely. And then I did want to address one more thing with Armando.
Okay, go ahead, boo.
The slang terms and the terminology that, you know, we're capitalizing off. It's not just black women. You know, black women, we have gay friends. You know, we exchange slang, and we have, you know, exchange language. You know, we're all from different places, different walks on earth, like different states, like different people use different terminology for different things. But as far as capitalizing off of different terms, I feel like the main person that is capitalizing off of it is the white community. The white community is capitalizing off anything that black people say. Anything, any slang word, you're going to see a product, a makeup product, a makeup line, you know, whatever we say out of our mouth is something that they like, okay, let me take something, oh, that's popping right now, okay, I'm going to say this, oh, bling, bling, that's something that they've taken from us, you know, it's a lot of different terms that they've taken away from the black community as far as black women and, you know, the gay community and, you know, LGBTQ, you know, that's just words that we exchange with one another. If you say, hey, girl, you know, that's been something that's in the black community too, you know, but as far as, like, capitalizing, I don't really see it as such so much for the black community because that's how we are. We always come out with different terms and different words and different slang. But, like, as far as white people, we already know what they do. They take whatever we say and run with it.
All right. Thank you, Carla. I got to get onto this super chat. 838371.
Okay.
Thank you, Beau. 8371. Thank you for your donation. If you want to get on here, super chat your way to the top. 8371. Let me get your 8371. I'm trying to find you. Got a hella call. Okay. 216 8371. Thank you, Lanice. What's going on,
hey,
love?
Hey, what's up? All right,
hey.
Fuck that talk. So, I first want to say I appreciate you bringing up about how none of the agendas are for black people. The gay, the LGBTQ, the none of the groups are for black people. So, I'm glad you brought that up. But as far as I had a question for the for you. How did you feel about, did you see the Flame and Roll on Breakfast Club?
No, I don't really watch Flame and Roll. We reached out to Flame and Roll. A lot of people have been asking me, but Flame and Roll is affiliated with T.S. Madison. I tried to get to Flame and Roll on here. She says she loved the show. She said, but she will absolutely not come on here. She does not want to come on and interview or talk to us, and she does not represent gay LGBT community. So I don't have anything for Flame and Roll.
Okay. Well, what I'm my point being is that Sam Monroe was saying what your caller was saying about how, you know, it's a different time, and I guess the younger gays are different, but the issue is right now, everyone doesn't think the same as a collective in the gay community. Everybody's story is different, just like the black community. I feel as though why black people as well as gay people, why do you want to be in spaces where people don't want you there? And this is for both of us. If they're not accepting me, why do I need to, hey, you gonna this, why do I need to do that if you don't like me? I'm gonna make my own lane. That's what, when black people made their own lane, when we were segregated, we were more successful. I feel the same. I feel everyone should get equal treatment, equal pay. Everybody should marry who they want to marry. Absolutely. That's a God-given right. So I'm not talking about basic things like that. I'm talking about, like, being included in different areas. We should need that. We should create our own. I feel the gay community should as well.
Yes.
I feel as though it's a distraction because when it's all said and done, you're black before you're gay. This is just for the black gays.
Period.
And I know you have a big audience, but I'm just talking to the black gays. And I feel that this, the LGBTQ, is a distraction for that, for a lot of black gays. And I do feel, and a lot of people don't understand it, it's a gateway towards pedophilia. A lot of black gay men, it's videos out, and it's not black gay men, it's Caucasian gay men. It's one giving a little 4-year-old a indirect lap dance.
Okay.
Yes. Okay, well, we can segue. My next thing is this. If everyone wants acceptance, right, my question is, how come the lesbians do not date the trans?
They do. They do. That's what you don't know. The lesbians date the trans. They do. That's what y'all don't know.
There are some, but that's not, it's not. It's not a big percentage of lesbians that's dating the trans. Let's be real.
It's a huge percentage of the lesbians that date the trans.
Armand.
And yes, there is. Yes, there is. And there's a bigger percentage of trans men that date transgender women. Yes, there is.
Absolutely. But that's not, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the lesbian and the trans, just like if it was vice versa. If it's a trans,
that is
boy,
lesbian and trans. A trans but a woman that transitioned into a man and a man that transitioned to a woman, that's still a lesbian and a man. I mean, that's still a man. Like, that's the same thing. What we, the same thing.
So you said that, okay. I disagree, but we could move on from that. Also, your caller has said insecurities, and I felt as though, see what you guys are talking about to a certain degree about, some people are insecure naturally. It has nothing to do with them being a woman. It's just people are naturally insecure. But I feel as though if you're secure with who you are as well, it would be no need to withhold your story.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's a lot of times, there are a lot of trans telling their story about the murders and this and that, which also goes on in the black community as well. So it's like, okay, we're getting murdered too. In your spaces, I don't see you talking about these black boys being murdered and things like that, or caping for these black causes. Laverne Cox, Chrissy did a video on it. Laverne
but see,
Cox
here you go.
Where she said she felt as though, I'm just, these are the public figures.
No, I understand, but you got to also wonder, but you got to also understand. But see, that goes into what I was saying about the other callers. And it's no shade against Laverne Cox, but Laverne Cox is married to a white man. RuPaul is married to
absolutely,
a white man.
Absolutely.
Billy Porter is married to a white man. So again, you don't see people like me.
Thing.
You don't see the nigga out there. You don't see us out there. They don't put us on.
I agree.
You got to be fucking a white man. And that
I
don't go with the agenda.
I agree completely. But even though that's true, what she's saying, a lot of people agree with, is that black women are not speaking for the trans and to, I don't know the correct term, but I'm going to say straight men, about trans and being in spaces with trans and things like that. And it's like, how can you expect us? It's like so much on the black woman. How can you expect to cape for something that we're not even getting? When are the trans or the gay boys or everybody saying, hey, black man, rather they trade, because let's be real, if he's straight, he's straight, if he's straight, he's straight. Hey, black man, don't cheat on this girl. Hey, black, you know what I'm saying? It goes both ways. There's too many double standards is how I feel about it, just like with the fish word. I saw a leaked video. I love the video. I feel like you're coming from your perspective as far as a gay black male. She's coming from her perspective as a straight black female. So it's going to be, you know, different energy, which I enjoy both y'all videos. So
it has to. You know why? Let me say this, because I like what you're talking about, because, and I like your perspective, because it all shows that we're people and we go through similar things, because there's times that majority of my Facebook feed on my friends list are all gay people, and we actually go in on each other, because whenever something does happen with a gay man, we're all up in arms. But then the straight people, I will never forget, I had a caller on here and I said something that I was going through, and she was like, what do you think black people go through? And I had to tell her, bitch, do you realize that I am black? So when I'm driving down the street dressed the way I'm dressed in my hoodie and my nice new car with my snapback on, and the police decides to pull me over, he's not thinking that that's a gay man. He's thinking that's a dark-skinned nigga in a nice car. Who the fuck is he? Maybe he got some weed or some dope on him. Does he have a warrant for me to arrest and get my quota? You know, I was explaining to her that when I go to places, I have to decide, am I black or am I gay? And, you know, you don't know what that, like, a lot of people don't understand what that's like, because gay is not a color. I posted a picture on my community feed with a black man and a gay man, and people dragged me and brought black women into this. I'll be honest with you. Everything is not about black women. I'm a gay man. So, like I said on my platform, what I'm not going to do, because I do it every day, and I love my sister, I love my women, period. I sit here in Cape. I listen to y'all struggle. I listen. We talk about it. However, whenever I bring up a gay issue or bring up gay stuff, it seems like the majority of the people watching that video at that particular time try to dismiss what it is we're talking about because it doesn't pertain to them. Or then they go in, well, if this is about black women, you're a man. You're gay. Like being a black gay man or being a black gay trans, it's like a lot of people don't give a fuck about us. Like we're not allowed to have struggle. We're not allowed to talk about things we go through. We should only be worried about how a black woman feels on a daily basis. And that just, to be honest with you, that's not happening over here.
But I disagree. I feel that same way about black women. I feel that right now, with everything being so up forward and up front now, I'm not allowed to say, hey, I don't like this. Like, for example, I don't like the word fish. When I was younger, like, I'm 32 years old. So
Mm-hmm.
My experience with the gay community was from high school because it was thugs. It was, you know, you knew who everybody was. But when I was 18, two males close to me were coming out. So I started.
Somebody just said, so why we got to care about trans? Because we all black people at the end of the day.
Oh, Lord. That's right. That's right there. I agree. But the same thing goes, it goes on the other way. If it doesn't subscribe to people, are they wrong for not saying, hey, I don't care about that? People, I don't feel that way. I don't feel that, even with that comment, not saying it's right. But that's the issue I have, is that if I disagree or somebody disagree, now that was wrong what they said, it's homophobic. But even if one of your moderators said that they don't mess with cis women, but let's say someone said, I don't mess with gay men, they're homophobic. You see what I'm saying?
Okay, let me give you an example. I said that I don't fool with Sandra Bland. People were pissed. I said,
that's
Sandra Bland.
That's one person, though.
But people were pissed because they felt like I should have been Team Sandra Bland. How can I be Team Sandra Bland when Sandra Bland is on video saying if employers don't want to hire gay people, they should have the right to not hire a gay man or a trans person? So, bitch, because I'm gay or trans, I don't deserve to feed my family, but I'm supposed to be worried about you because you got your ass whooped in jail?
I'm not succumbing to that. I agree, but in the same sense, people have a right, depending on your state too, to employ who they want to. It's people that don't employ black people. So it's tomato, tomato to me as far as that. I just feel as though with the fish word, I feel as though compliment. Say you look at fish, it's a compliment. But for those, you know, when they send it to you, you know, you something that can only lay eggs. That's what I was told years at 18. Y'all on a different page. Some of y'all say it's a compliment, but even somebody on Nick at Night channel came and said it's not a compliment. They just saying that. You could tell it's not. So, like, just keep it real.
I think it is a compliment. It's just the context. It could be. I'm gonna keep it real. I don't know who was on Nika Knight channel, but I know Nika Knight is not a gay person, and she don't live this lifestyle, so she couldn't have possibly told me what it was.
She had people calling in like, "How are you?"
Oh, okay. Because I'm like, she don't know.
It was somebody. She had different people. She had trans people. So she had people from all walks of life calling in. So it wasn't one perspective.
Okay. Go ahead, Nicole. What you got? We finna wrap this and we gonna bring it back because we on here a long time. What's going on?
I think that, like I said, I think it's all about the contents of what you say in it and which is being said. However, the whole ultimate thing of fish and cunt is truly a compliment in our community, addressing each other, even in the boardroom community. There's a category made just for that, and that is meaning you have to be cunt, you have to be fish. They want to see everyday women. And this category is for us to come and be able to not be seen in the blind eye. We can go through society without nobody knowing us. That came from women. It came from women. And so when women take things so harsh and saying we are disrespecting or that there's so much of a competition, yeah, there is a fine line when you talk about that, because you would have to talk about what women have done to trans women and black gay men in history and in time. And so we grew up understanding that, okay, she's your kind girlfriend, you're good. Right, don't get between her and the nigga.
The same goes for you guys. You could, like you said, be somebody's side piece. You could sleep with your girlfriend's man. That's for anybody. So everybody goes through that. So it's like, it's not a different. That's my thing when people tell the story. Everyone goes through that. So it's not nothing that's different as far as that.
However, but everyone goes through that, but it is women that needed to be separated from what we are. A lot of trans women don't like being called trans women. We like to be called women. But it's women, like Lamar said, that has this issue or problem where they want to make sure that, no, they are not the same thing as us. We are that. And the only thing that makes us different is what between our legs. And we know now, because so much of education and how advanced education is, that what you were born with has nothing to do with how you identify.
You have a 12 inch between your legs.
Between your legs.
It's hard for her to call you a woman.
Right, but no, that's not true, because guess what? If I had a 10-inch between my legs and you go think and put her child and where her child is today and put my child and how it is, and I probably have outdone her as a biological woman. My baby's in college. I probably have raised her and done much more than other women. So to be judged like that by what's between my legs and not in my heart and in my mind.
But the thing is, I'm just going to be honest with you. Someone doesn't know you based off of it. If this is an encounter, they don't know you based off of it. They're going off.
You have a lot going on in the background, Nicole. Are you?
Hold on, I'll mute my thing when she's talking. I'm sorry, I'm muted.
Okay,
I'm sorry.
Okay, you got a lot going. She's in New York.
Okay, first impressions are everything. So regardless, no one knows you're hard or this or that when they're judging you as soon as they see you. So again, that's just opinion. Like when it's all said and done. Some people feel in the gay community that fish is an enduring term. That's cool. Just like some people in the black community feel the N-word is an enduring term. Others feel otherwise. I don't feel y'all are one accord with that, because all of y'all are not going to say that. The gay people and the trans are going to keep it real. It's going to say to a trans girl it's a compliment, but to a woman it's not. And if that's what it is, be real with it.
No, but I get what you're saying. But there's also a lot of, I'm going to keep it 100, but there's also a lot of people that there's also a lot of gay men, and I've learned this on YouTube, just being on YouTube alone. So also a lot of gay men and a lot of trans people on this platform, or they're looking for acceptance from the straight community, and they realize going against the gay community gets them accepted. That's why so many people like Flame Monroe, because they know Flame Monroe walks around with titties and a woman, but Flame Monroe will say, you can call me a man. There's so many women that want to be able to call a trans person a man, so that's why people like Flame Monroe. It's not because you respect Flame Monroe. It's because Flame Monroe allows you to disrespect him. That Flame Monroe allows women and straight people to disrespect her. That's why.
Jesus.
Let's really get into some things.
Mm.
That's why people like Flame Monroe.
I don't know Flame like that, so I don't, I just refer to the interview.
Ahmad, you would start a shit?
Because, like, there's people, you know, people agree with those people. Even regardless of what people agree or disagree, people agree with the message that's being said, though.
Yes. Of course people do, because it fits the narrative of saying trans people are men. And there's a lot of women, but if we're going to talk about being real about things, let's be real. Majority of women don't want to accept the fact that transgender people, transgender women, are a form of women. That's why they have a problem with the term cis and trans and this and that, because they don't want to accept the fact that, yes, they are male to female, and they are identify as women. If we want to be real, let's be all the way real. We want to be real, let's be real with the fact that 85% of females don't like gay men on the cool.
Like, but why do you think? Why do you think they don't like them?
It's gay men that don't like women. So it's like you're saying, it's no, I don't feel that it's a.
But I understand what you're saying. But you haven't just kept it real and said that's true. You respond with, but they don't like us. I understand that.
No,
but
because it's not. I'm gonna be honest with you. Everybody is a former woman, to be honest with you. Whether you're straight, gay, everyone's a former woman, believe it or not. So whether you're straight, gay, so that has nothing to do with it. So the statement is true, but I have to be real and say a trans woman is not if you're a woman, you're a woman. But a trans woman is not a former woman. You're a woman. You're a man. If you're a trans woman and you're saying to me, I am a woman, that is what I'm going to address you as. I'm not going to disrespect you. You or she, that's what it is. I'm not one of the people. I'm not going to call you. That's not me. But to say that, that's where the whole issue is. That's the underlying issue since we're having a real conversation is that, like you said, and it's not just women. It's gay men as well. It's lesbians as well. It's not just straight women that feel as though they have an issue with addressing a trans.
But see, this is why I say it all boils down to dick at the end of the day. Because you notice,
straight,
because, but you know why though? Because guess what? None of us have a problem with the lesbian. Because guess who have the problem with the lesbian? The straight niggas. The straight men. But the reason why women and gay men and the trans, we all got the issue, is because we all want dick. The lesbians, they want some pussy.
I do agree with that. I agree with that completely.
This is all about some dick.
You ain't lying about that.
And who can get it?
But I don't want trans women to think that black women feel any type of, black women, I can speak for, we don't feel any type of insecurity. It's just, this is, especially, I'm just going to speak for a lot of people, not for me because I'm familiar with it. Because even in your comments, if you pay attention, you even said yourself, a lot of people didn't even know what the word fish was because a lot of people do not hang in gay circles or with gay people, if we being really real. Everyday person doesn't have a gay friend or a gay hair. Everybody doesn't have that if people going to be all the way honest. Some people do. Some people have a gay relative. They might see it at the holiday or they might every now and again kick it, but no one has that gay circle. I've hung in the gay circle, so it's like different for me. Like, I feel everybody deserves respect, but I feel as though, too, just because it's your fight, your cause, you should still see what other people are saying and not say, hey, as long as they're not feeling hate, I feel as though people have a right to disagree.
Absolutely. What you got? Last words. Thank you, caller. Last words. Well, Nicole, I'm going to bring you probably back on here. Hold on. Denisha said, can y'all post the calling number so I can super chat my last word to the top? I would like to speak from a bisexual, biological point of view. Well, the calling number is closed. We're going to have to bring the chat back if you guys want to do another call. Nicole, what you doing right now?
I'm available. I am available,
okay.
And I'm here for it.
Okay. So I'll call you back, Nicole.
Okay. All right.
Okay, bye. All right, guys. So listen, we're going to wrap this first episode.